The indignity of testifying to an affair with Tatlock 3 years into his marriage to Kitty, Oppenheimer was then asked by Rob to name the names of his lover's friends and to state which of them were communists and which were merely fellow travelers. It was a pointless question with respect to the purpose of the hearing, but it was not a question without a point. This was 1954, the apogee of the McCarthy years, and forcing former communists, fellow travelers, and left-wing activists called before congressional committees to name names was precisely the McCarthyites' political game. It was a humiliating experience in a culture that despised a snitch, a Judas, and that was the point, to destroy a witness's sense of personal integrity. Oppenheimer gave Rob the names. Dr. Thomas Addis, he thought, was close to the party, but he didn't know if he had ever been a member. Chevalier was a fellow traveler. Kenneth May, John Pittman, Aubrey Grossman, and Edith Arnstein were communists. Well aware of the degrading nature of the exercise he was being subjected to, Oppenheimer sarcastically asked Rob, "Is the list long enough?" As was often the case, the names were known. Rob's relentless hammering was taking its toll. He was beginning to respond unthinkingly, the way a soldier does in combat, I suppose, he later recalled to a reporter. So much is happening, or may be about to happen, that there is no time to be aware of anything except the next move. Like something in a fight. And this was a fight. I had very little sense of self. Years later, Garrison would recall Oppenheimer's mood during these torturous days. From the beginning, he had a quality of desperation about him. I think we all felt oppressed by the atmosphere of the time, but Oppenheimer particularly so.